Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 14. 2 Kings 2, 1 to 14. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?" "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. My theme for reflection is "When the Mantle Falls," or a journey of letting go and living on. Let us be honest. If God were to whisk someone away in a fiery chariot in our time, there would be three things: a viral video, conspiracy theories, and at least one documentary narrated by Morgan Freeman. But in the world of 2 Kings 2, 1 to 14, there are no drones, no hashtags, just two prophets on a dusty road, walking a path paved with obedience, mystery, and fire. This passage is not only Elijah's swan song, it is Elisha's turning point. The story is filled with drama and wonder, yet its deepest power lies in its quiet echoes of transition, trust, and calling. Elisha follows Elijah with a kind of holy stubbornness. At each stop, Elijah gives him an out, "Stay here." Elisha refuses, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." It sounds like loyalty, and it is. But it is also something else, an embodiment of faith that works even when the road leads to loss. There is something deeply human here. We have all walked through goodbyes, crossed into the unknown, and waited for God to act while grief still stung our hearts. And yet we often forget that ascension, whether Elijah's or Jesus's, isn't about an escape into heaven. It is about the continuation of God's mission on earth. In this pivotal scene, Elisha sees Elijah taken up and cries out, "My father, my father." The chariots of Israel and its horsemen, it's an exclamation of grief, yes, but also of recognition. He saw clearly what others could not. And that vision of God's power, of Elijah's significance, of divine transition changed him. He tears his clothes, mourning the loss. But then he picks up the fallen mantle, the same cloak that once summoned him from plowing a field, now becomes the sign of his own prophetic authority. I think it was John Henry Newman, who once wrote that growth is the only evidence of life. That is what we witness in Elisha, not perfection, but transformation, not a replacement, but a continuation. He steps forward, not because he has all the answers, but because the call of God is still burning. And isn't that the message of Ascension Thursday? That Christ has ascended, but the mission continues in us. When Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, his disciples also stood staring upward, straining to hold on to what had just left. But like Elisha, they did not stay in their grief. They went back to Jerusalem to wait and then walk in the Spirit's power. The ascension of Jesus, like Elijah's, was not the end, but a divine handing off of the mantle. So what does this story mean for us today? It means that God still moves through endings. It means that the Spirit of God still falls on ordinary people willing to pick up a fallen cloak. It means your grief, your transition, your change may be the very place God is preparing you for something new, not because you are ready, but because God is faithful. There are two questions for reflection. One, in what ways are you being called to pick up the mantle in your life right now? Number two, how have past losses shaped or prepared you for the work God is calling you into today? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, write a short letter to someone who has spiritually mentored you, whether they are still in your life or not. Thank God for their influence and ask him how you might now be a faithful presence in someone else's journey. Gracious God, who calls us through the fire and the silence, help us to see with Elisha's eyes. Teach us not to cling only to what was, but to receive what now lies in our hands. May we walk forward in faith, bearing the mantle of love, service, and witness. And may we trust that when one chapter closes, you are always beginning another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.